Once again, the people of Madagascar have demonstrated its capacity to vote with serenity and to hopefully designate a president that will be really interested in the situation of poverty of the country. So far, things have been unfolding quite well, with a record rate of participation of 40%, 6 hours after the opening of the polling station, and the people are still queuing up 1.5 hour before the closing of the polling station to express their civil right. So we are very confident that things are unfolding well, and we are expecting that the situation will continue to go peacefully until the results are officially proclaimed, and that the 33 candidates who are running for this presidential election will be accepting the result and the expression of the popular vote.
Now, this is a very important election for Madagascar. It marks a turning point out of political crisis and transition.
Definitely, this election represents a hope for the people of Madagascar, because after 4 years of crisis, the country has really seen its human development indicators seriously deteriorating, with more than 80% of poverty rate and 1,500 children out of school, 10 women dying every day as a consequence of pregnancy, because the main donors of Madagascar have decided, since the anti-constitutional change, to suspend their contribution to the national budget. And for information, the 40% of this national budget is funded through bilateral and multilateral funding. So with the suspension of this international aid, the social and structure has been seriously affected. So this election is paving the way for re-engagement of all main donors with the new authorities of Madagascar, and also to really address the development priorities, and social sector is one of them.
What has the UN role been in these elections?
Well, the UN has been attributed the responsibility to fix the electoral calendar jointly with the national electoral expert and the national expert, but also to accompany the National Electoral Commission in the logistic and in the training of the electoral process and the voters, including the members of the polling station. So UNDP is very much involved in procurement of all electoral equipment and deployment, but also in the training of people who will be sitting at the polling station, and also of community mediators. Some 471 community mediators have been trained and deployed throughout the country in order to deter all signs of violence and to liaise with the local authorities and specialist and security forces to cool them down before they get out of control. UNDP has also trained 112 journalists throughout the Big Island on human rights, and have also trained women in politics, and have been organizing with the candidate the awareness of the gender dimension in elections. So we were in all front, in capacity building, in training, and also in logistic and in peace mediation.
Madame Samura, can you tell us what are the next steps? When might we expect to have a new elected president in office?
Well, the polling station will be closing exactly in 1 hour. So the opening and the counting of the vote will start right after that. And by end of next week, we should be able to gather in the capital city all the ballot boxes collected from the different 20,001 polling stations. And if there is no absolute majority from one of the 33 candidates tonight, then a second round of election will be organized on the 20th of December, combined with the legislative election. According to the Senate calendar, the last day for which we should be waiting for the announcement of the newly democratic president is on the 17th of February. But the National Commission in charge of election is doing everything that is possible in order to accelerate the counting of the vote for the second round, in order to get the new president being known as soon as possible, because here the social condition of Malagasy people is appealing, and people are really looking forward to an end of the crisis so that they can re-engage with the international community and also improve the climate of business. Madagascar has a lot of natural potentialities that need to be explored, and if peace and stability comes back, then it's just a matter of few years before Madagascar can be one of the countries of model in this part of the continent.